This is Audible.
Sound Booth Burlesque presents Supers X Heroes 2, a game-lit space opera. Written by Jamie Hawk. Narrated by Justin Thomas James. Featuring Jeff Hayes as Wendlor, Tarupus, and other supporting characters. Yvonne Sinn as Charm, Shimmer, and other female characters. And Carly Crawford as Twitch, Gale, and the rest of the female cast. Chapter 1. It was early morning still, or at least as far as I could tell when I rolled out of bed and my face slammed into the wooden floor. The worst kind of morning wood. The taste of blood filled my mouth, and I realized I must have bit something, but I was too confused to tell exactly what. My nerves were on edge, as if there was some outside force that my powers pushed against, somehow alerting me. Images spun of the night before, of intense and amazing lovemaking in this room. But something wasn't right. The light was on in the hallway, voices coming from that direction, and a shadow. Someone was approaching, but they stopped as another joined.
"They're all sedated,"
a voice said, scratchy, like it wasn't quite there.
"Which is the most powerful?"
another voice said.
"I scanned them, and it was hard to tell, but..."
"Spit it out."
"The man, he doesn't show a typical power, but there's something else about him."
Again, silence, followed by the voice lowering.
"It's a match. His DNA with Apollo's."
"Father and son, reunited at last,"
the second voice said, and there was something very off-putting in that voice, a maliciousness that made me want to get out of there, to jump up and run. Only, my limbs weren't responding properly. Like they were asleep. They moved, but only somewhat, and like those of a stranger. My mind wasn't doing much better. What were they talking about? Sedated? Scanning us, and... Apollo? It started coming back to me, slowly. I wasn't home in bed. I'd helped stop a mass supervillain prison breakout, foiled part of an evil plan by the one they called Ranger, and had jumped through what we thought was a black hole to end up here. Tossing my head to one side, I was able to push myself up part way to see that there were other still forms lying on the bed. I clenched my jaw, willing myself up, until I was able to lean against the wall, my legs straight in front of me, my torso upright. The sheets and blanket had followed me down as I made my escape from the bed, revealing the form of Charm, with Gale's dark arm draped over her. I had to assume Twitch was on the other side. Charm had that adorable look to her when sleeping, her heavily mascara-looking eyes shut like an angel, her large fox ears twitching gently. Her tail draped over her ass and upper thigh. Yes, she had a tail and fox ears, but I'd learned to get over those pesky details. In a world where people can control metal, actually alter our coding with their superpowers, or even walk through walls, ears and a tail weren't so outlandish after all. Hell, there was even a lady who was all blue who'd traveled through strange metal tunnels, practically floating. She'd been on the prison ship when it had exploded. Most likely gone. Dead, like the rest of them. Why was I awake, kinda, while Charm and the other two weren't? Unless these strangers had sedated us with superpowers, then it sort of made sense. I had taken the powers of the super who could turn off that of others nearby. Maybe it was working to counteract this one? It wasn't doing a perfect job, clearly, but was doing something. I should never have just accepted that people in a strange world would help us, or let us waltz right in without asking a billion questions. They seemed to know exactly what we were and had plans for us, meaning we had to get out of there. What could I do? I pulled up my screen to scan the strangers through the hallway, but it came up empty. Nothing. That wasn't normal, at least for our world. Ours, meaning the Supers Galaxy I'd started affiliating myself with. Okay, if they didn't show up, that probably meant I wouldn't be able to block their powers, or not fully at least. Maybe that's why this was happening. Why I was only partly affected by their sedation attempts. If I still had the mixture of powers that allowed me to travel through substances, I could instantly be on the bed, waking the ladies and figuring out a plan. Or at least trying to. But annoyingly, my powers didn't work that way. How they'd been explained to me was like a color wheel. Only my colors could be replaced, it seemed. Or I could take certain colors out. To get the power that halted other supers' powers, I'd had to give up the one I wanted now. If I took on too many powers, they combined in strange ways and could become muddied, or brown, like when you mix too many colors in a paint pot. Honestly, I was still trying to process it myself. So I had to go about this the old-fashioned way. Crawling. The voices outside were discussing extraction techniques, and had agreed that I'd be the first to go. Each push toward the bed was a struggle, but before long I was there, at Charm's side. I pulled myself up to the bed beside her. "Charm," I said, shaking her arm. "Nothing." I glanced back to the door, hearing the voices closer now. This time I leaned into her and said her name louder, then shook her harder. Still nothing. A glance down showed her perky breast, cute little brown nipple erect. And so I figured I'd give that a go. She seemed to like it, and maybe the stimulation would wake her. Scooting down, I pressed my lips around her nipple, kissing it, rubbing my tongue along it, and then tracing the areola. She squirmed slightly. It was working. Then she had her leg over mine, pressing her pussy against me, rubbing.
"Don't stop,"
she said.
"Don't stop."
I shook her again, pulling her out of this, focusing on my power to try and counteract her sedation. At last, she opened her eyes. "Charm," I said. "I need you to breathe a charm that will wake me up, make me more alert. Can you do that?" She blinked, confused, and then took my hand and placed it on her wet pussy. With a smile, she moved against it, closing her eyes. "No, charm," I hissed, pulling my hand away as much as that action pained me. "Listen! A charm that makes me alert! Do it!" This time she stared at me, long and hard, then leaned her head up toward mine and breathed out a puff of green that smelled like mint tea. I breathed it in and instantly found my cock hardening against her leg. She grinned. I was about to go off on her, but actually I did feel more awake. It just hadn't only made my mind alert. Its power worked on both heads, apparently. There wasn't time to try anything else. They were coming, so I rolled over her, across Gale's larger body, and then over Twitch, so that I could fit in between the wall and the bed. My boner made it hard to fit in sideways, so I had to twist my hips to make it work without hurting. Charm pushed herself up and looked at me with confusion.
"Cloak! Now!"
I said, and let myself fall deeper into the side of the bed. Charm blinked, looked back at the door, and then did as I'd told her. A form entered, and I heard him walk over, then curse.
"Two of them are gone,"
he said, calling back to his partner.
"Including the man."
The scurrying of feet sounded, then two more voices.
"Ranger won't like this."
"Ranger,"
a third voice cackled.
"Fuck Ranger? How do you think the boss will handle the news of losing one of the sons of Apollo?"
There was a dead silence. Then they broke for it, agreeing to start the search for us. They didn't have a clue that we were still right there under their noses. Charm leaned back over to me, her face becoming visible like a Cheshire cat. Only she wasn't grinning.
"It was them,"
she said.
"The Nihilists."
I frowned, vaguely familiar with that term, though I had a feeling it meant something entirely different here.
"I've only heard legends,"
she said, hushed.
"But if they're here, we shouldn't be."
Whether these legends were true or not, I completely agreed. We needed to find a way to escape, and we needed it now. Chapter 2. Once Charm had blown her alertness power into the faces of Gale and Twitch, We all started to get feeling back into our limbs. Before the voices returned, we were managing to push ourselves out of bed.
The Nihilists?
Twitch said, her brow furrowing as she looked at Charm.
You're certain?
Well, maybe.
Maybe?
Gale said, her voice rising more than she should have allowed it.
You hear something?
One of the voices outside said, and Gale held a hand to her mouth, eyes full of guilt. We have to act, now, I said. Twitch pulled up her screens and started moving numbers around, but frowned.
Nothing makes sense here,
she said. What do you mean?
It's like it's the same programming, the same code, but in a different order that should be wrong. I can't figure it out.
Shit. I ran my hand through my hair, glanced at Gale, and asked, any ideas? She grimaced.
Hit him with everything we've got?
Might be our only option, if our powers are even working properly here. I'm hitting some sort of interference, and so is Twitch, apparently. Maybe you will, too?
My charm breaths worked fine,
Charm pointed out.
And by the way, we're also still naked.
We all glanced around at each other, somehow having not processed the idea that we'd have to dress before fighting for our lives. What a silly, mundane thing, I thought. But she was right. And damn, these women were looking good. Twitch sat cross-legged, her green hair matching upstairs and downstairs, large breasts out for the world to see. She raised an eyebrow at me staring, then glanced down at my erect cock. When I averted my gaze, I saw that Gale, too, was staring at my crotch, a hint of a smile on her face. She was on the larger side, something I'd always thought I wasn't into until I met her. The words big and beautiful made sense now, and I enjoyed the sight of her, sitting there fully exposed. Charm's breasts weren't quite a handful, not much compared to either of the other women, especially Gale. But that look did it for me, too. Perky, not hanging in the least. I could honestly say each of these women turned me on equally. I was one lucky man. But damn, this was distracting. My little guy wanted to say screw escaping and unleash on each of them at that moment, but I had to keep a clear head. Part of me wondered if charging in naked for the fight might be the better option. Throw off the enemy, distract them with these perfect breasts and beautiful pussies. But now I realized it would probably distract me more than anyone else, and these Nihilists didn't sound like the type to care. In all of my eavesdropping, they hadn't once mentioned the fact that they had three nude ladies and the guy sedated. We nodded, then moved to quickly dress and figure out the plan. I caught a last glimpse of Twitch's ass before she covered it with her silver and red suit. Damn, that was a nice ass. The suit was the same she'd worn in prison. The same for all of them, though in different colors based on where they had been locked up. Twitch had purple and gray, while Gale's was blue. And just as I was tucking away my boner, the shadow appeared in the doorway. There was no person there, only a form of darkness. The shadow was the figure, and when it saw us up and moving, it hissed horribly and thrust out its robed hands. Darkness shot at us, and Gale and I threw out our powers in response. From me came a strange light, metal on the inside spinning as the light shot out from the outside and struck the darkness. Gale seemed to have tried to throw a blast of wind, but it pulled the shadow off balance, tearing its robe into the air and leaving nothing but the darkness, which then screeched and vanished into the shadows at the edge of the walls. What the fuck? I said, staring at the remains of what had just happened. Twitch had a pink screen up, shaking her head before ditching it again.
More like what the hell?
She said.
Because that's what this feels like to me.
It was like everything was inverted,
Charm said, and she grinned.
Everything except my powers.
Wait, I said, curious. Does your alertness charm normally cause people to be aroused? She thought about that.
I have a different charm for that, and actually, alertness usually has the opposite effect.
I turned to the other ladies, motioning to my bulge. This was from the charm. You two?
I'm wet, I'll tell you that much,
Gale said.
I was about to hop on you back there and ride you until they dragged us off. I didn't care.
Twitch bit her lip and shrugged.
Same.
See? I said, turning to Charm. Your charms are working, just not how they should. Like you said, something's throwing our powers out of whack, and we need to figure out what.
Right.
Twitch said with a heavy sigh.
Right before we find your brother, figure out how to get out of here and save the galaxy.
Maybe we get some of that, you know, what Gale was talking about, along the way?
Charm said with a grin.
So it's not all bad.
I laughed, feeling suddenly overwhelmed. Fuck it. Just another day in our lives. Let's make it count. With that, we went for the door, ready to make our escape. Chapter 3. While our captors were running off looking to see where we'd escaped to, we began our real escape. The first most logical step was for Twitch to try her coating on the walls and create a hole for us to go through, we figured. But the look of frustration on her face as she scrolled through her pink screens filled me with a doubt.
Like I said, it's all wrong,
she growled, then swiped away the screens.
Ugh! I'm as likely to burn us all from the inside out as I am to make a proper escape route. Not a chance I'm willing to take.
That makes two of us, I said, frowning and looking around for other options. The room wasn't large, but had a patio outside the window. Only problem with that was it was too obvious, especially considering that it led out to the street, where they would easily see us. Can we fight our way through?
Fuck you,
Charm said. Did I miss something? Twitch held up a hand to Charm and said,
She doesn't like the idea of dying, apparently. I have to say, neither do I.
Another way, then, I replied, looking at the walls and bathroom.
We don't have much time,
Gale warned, leaning against the door.
I think they're coming back.
That other one wasn't much of a problem, I protested. We just try to use the same powers we did before, and we should see the same effect.
And my cloaking still worked,
Charm pointed out.
Maybe certain powers aren't affected?
Not the best time to sit around and test them out,
Twitch reminded us, nodding to the door.
Or that thing could be still there, pulling more energy for an attack at any moment,
Gale countered.
We don't know if we just bought more time or really hurt it.
Damn it! Does anyone have any solutions? I spun, looking at each of them. Because if not, I argue for fighting them while making an escape.
Got it,
Twitch said, and we all spun, ready.
Charm, cloak yourself. Get out there and cause a distraction while we make a run for it in the opposite direction. Worst case scenario for you, you hit them with an alert charm that actually makes them all horny, then let them do each other while you laugh.
And worst case for us, we run into one or two of them along the way, I said.
Seems they aren't able to hold their forms without their robes,
Gale said, chuckling.
So I strip him and you hit him with that light thing you do.
I can do that.
And meanwhile,
Charm said, standing with her hands on her hips, glaring at us.
I'm off by myself.
Can't handle it?
Twitch asked, with a challenge in her eyes.
Again, fuck you, and you, and you. All of you. I can handle myself, but I've heard about those things. And trust me, whatever you did that made it go into the shadows, that wasn't killing it. These are the Nihilists!
I laughed.
This is fucking funny to you?
She said, almost yelling, then covering her mouth. We listened for a moment, and Gale gave us a hurry-up sign with a wave of her hands. It's just that on Earth, nihilism means something about rejecting religion and morals, I explained. Nihilists believe that life is meaningless, that nothing in the world has real existence, stuff like that. Kind of lame people. Super not interesting, and definitely not some scary force.
Well, I think the name came from a similar starting point,
Charm said, eyes narrowing.
Only here it means that they basically operate in a state of non-existence. If that darkness had touched you, you'd have been pulled out of existence, gone forever.
Shit, I said, suddenly understanding why this nihilism idea could be so scary.
Well, we went through the black hole thing to get here,
Twitch said.
If they're here too, could it be one of their worlds? I've heard they've taken over several worlds on the way to ours.
I thought they were dimensions, I interrupted. She shrugged.
My understanding is that people thought about them like dimensions, because traveling through can affect you. I remember reading research on it at the Citadel, and I think it was Jin who hypothesized that it was more like traveling very long distances that would otherwise seem impossible.
Fine,
Charm said, waving a hand as if none of that was important.
So what does happen if the Nihilists get a hold of you?
Twitch frowned, trying to recall.
Jin thought it was more like traveling. But I've heard they are sort of in two dimensions at once and can pull people from one to the other, but always down. Always one level closer to their own. That pulling is what you must have heard about, where people have begun saying it's taking someone out of existence.
What the fuck? I said, shaking my head. I literally can't say anything other than what the fuck to all this, and those words I just said. And these.
We get the point.
Gale cut me off.
Good questions, but really, this isn't the time to be debating how it all works.
She was right, because my head was spinning. And at that moment, shouting came from outside the door, and then the sound of someone screaming. We knew it was time to move. Since we only had one plan formed, we went with it. Charm cursed as she cloaked and darted out of the room. A crashing sound came, followed by a yelp from further down the hall, and then the shouting was moving away. I waved the others to follow, peeked through the door to see flames on the far wall and floor, two cloaked figures moving away, and several people who looked like regular humans or supers running in front of them. A glance the other way showed an empty hallway that turned to the left, so that's the route we took. I held the door as Twitch and Gale ran, then I took up the tail end of it, turning as we ran to cover our asses. Trust me. If there were any asses in the world worth protecting, these two were among the finest. But right now I was staring at the eyes of one of the humans who had turned back and noticed me. He had just opened his mouth to say something when another burst of flames came from behind him, an explosion drowning out whatever warning he'd had in mind. The others kept going, leaving just him on his own. That didn't stop him from giving chase, though, and as he came at me, his hands glowed green. He thrust them forward to shoot, and then nothing happened. The man stumbled, looking down at his fists in bewilderment as he ran, and then tripped. I knew that it was probably an effect of my power blocker that I'd taken before we'd jumped into this world, what now seemed to be a power dampener. Judging from what I'd just seen, it worked on projectiles, though I wasn't sure about anything else. For now, I wasn't going to stay and find out. Not trusting my powers, I relied on a good old kick to the head to take him out. Then two extra kicks, for good luck.
Come on,
Gale said, grabbing my arm and pulling me along, and then we were turning, darting down another hall, and worrying about Charm. All of the wonderful memories from the foursome the night before were still there, the way our sweaty bodies had been pressed together, Gale's massive breasts moving like the waves as she fucked. Twitch and Charm and their cute yelps, and the pleasure of their touch as I finished. It was like I was running in a daze, some sort of dream where I was still there and also running for my life. We reached a stairway that led out into a stone walkway and down through caves, reminding me that we'd arrived on this crazy planet, only to discover that this city was underground, accessible through a large dome over part of it, and that most of the city was built either into or up against the rocks. So far there was no sign of anyone else, but my mind was reeling with the idea of Charm being on her own. Finally, I pulled Gale back and hissed for Twitch. She turned to us, eyes wide. Before I could even say it, she spat out,
"I know, we have to find Charm."
"Right, yes," I said, caught off guard. "We can't just leave her there."
"We're not,"
Twitch said.
"She made it through half of the prison ship on her own without being detected. You think she can't survive this?"
"The Nihilists, though."
"Charm can handle herself."
Twitch took a step closer, putting her hand on my chest, over my heart.
"You care for her, for all of us. I love that about you. But you can also learn to trust us. Right now, we need to get out of the danger zone and then figure out the next step."
I took a deep breath and nodded, hoping she was right. We continued along the steps and tunnels in the hillside, finally passing a woman who yelped and got out of our way, as she watched us with confusion. At the bottom, the stairs led into the hill, but that was in the opposite direction of where we'd need to go to circle around and find Charm, so we moved to the edge and prepared to jump.
No, this way,
the woman said, gesturing for us to follow her. She took the first step into the tunnel and said,
Quickly, quickly!
We shared a look of doubt. Then I said, Sorry, we can't. And jumped. I hit the ground harder than I would have liked, but my recently upgraded super strength and agility helped me land without a problem. I was level 9, after all. Twitch didn't have a problem, but Gale was slightly less graceful.
Help!
She yelped as she started to fall more than jump. I threw myself forward, grabbing her and sweeping her off her feet, and then gracefully spinning her. When I let her down, it was gentle. Even I was impressed. Her eyebrows went up, and she stared at me, totally mine, until Twitch cleared her throat and reminded us that we had to get moving.
Thanks,
she said, then leaned in for a peck on the cheek before we all took off running along the wall to the group of nearby buildings. A brief discussion, and we quickly formed a plan to move through the buildings as unobtrusively as possible, working our way around at the same time as keeping an eye out for Charm. It only hit me when we were halfway along that she would likely still be cloaked. We'd figure that part out when the time came.
For a skinny guy, you're damn strong,
Gale whispered as we paused at one building, Twitch making sure the way was clear. It's mostly the suit, I said. At least I think it is. It gives me enhancements as it adapts to me and me to it. As I fight, my suit gains energy from it all, I guess.
So your inherent powers are strictly the ability to borrow others' powers?
Pretty much, I said, frowning. Sounds kinda lame, huh?
With the right combination, you could be the most powerful super alive.
She gave me a very seductive smile, then leaned in.
I can only imagine the possibilities then.
I gulped, tried to ignore the tingling in my groin, and then noticed Twitch motion for us to move on. With a nod to Gale, not sure how to respond, I followed. She came up close behind me, her large breasts brushing against my back when we stopped again. There wasn't much doubt about that being intentional, especially as I saw the smile she still wore when I looked back her way.
I'm glad you two can flirt at a time like this,
Twitch said, shaking her head.
But maybe it can wait? Roger that,
Gale replied, and again Twitch checked the path ahead. I glanced over, curious. She shrugged.
Sorry, military speak coming back out.
I'm very used to it, I said. My brother's with the Marines. Was.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had no idea.
No, he's not dead, I explained. He's been picked up to be a super and do his part too, remember?
Ah, all the stuff you all were going on about, right?
She shrugged.
I look forward to meeting him if we ever get out of here.
We started walking again, this time doing our best to look like we fit in, as there were several people gathered along the far side of the nearby square. You were in the military? I asked, keeping my voice low. I wasn't aware there really was a military here.
Every planet has one,
Gale explained.
If by here you mean our world, not whatever this is. And yeah, I was the equivalent to your Air Force, I guess.
I'm still not following how everyone here knows about Earth so well, I admitted.
Earth History 101,
she said with a grin, as if everyone should know that.
We all know we might have to interact with your galaxy again someday, so we learn all about it.
And you were all some early colony or something? I asked, still fuzzy on the situation. She nodded.
Before my time, of course. But when Hadrian opened the portal and invited humans in, my ancestors were among the first to join. They actually helped found the new Air Force, which is one reason I felt compelled to join. Of course, that all led to...
Prison? I asked, wondering when she'd reveal her reasons for having been locked up. Twitch nodded to the right, and we ducked through an alley, then came to an area that had a blockade up, the other side of it showing the hotel we'd just escaped from.
How did you get locked up?
Twitch asked, kneeling behind the blockade and motioning for us to join.
I wanted to ask back there before the ship blew up, but the timing never seemed right. Fraternization,
Gale admitted.
I know, you're all going to think I'm some perv. Hold up,
Twitch said, trying not to laugh.
You do realize all three of us ladies shared this hunk of meat around last night?
Hey, I protested, but then thought about it. Actually, yeah, that's basically what you did. And I loved it.
Exactly,
Twitch said, turning back to watch for Charm.
Fact is, probably going to be hard for any of us to point the perv finger right now.
Gale shifted nervously, adjusting her armor around her breasts.
Yeah, well, there was this young man straight out of Strombreaker's Academy for the Gifted. You know, where the higher-tier supers tend to go. This guy, he was one of those human torch types, and one day, early on the job, he was training in infantry but had come by to get a tour of the ships. And this other lady, she heard all about him and dared him to light the tip of his dick on fire like a torch. She just happened to have marshmallows nearby. Where the fuck is this story going?
Twitch asked, glancing over her shoulder.
I mean, I like it, but fail to see the connection. Hold on,
Gale said with an embarrassed smile.
So he pulls out this perfect cock. I mean, you know.
Feel free to skip those details, I said.
Right, sorry. So yeah, it's out, and he does it. Just flames right there, surrounding the head of his cock, and the girl gives him the marshmallow. 2 seconds later, it's golden crispy, and she's popping it in her mouth. I had something else I wanted in my mouth, and told him about my ice and wind powers, so we made a little bet. When I took it in, I used my powers to counteract the flame, but it was this explosion of bliss for both of us, the way our powers worked together, and I just started going at it, sucking the hell out of that D, the other lady watching. When in walks our commanding officer. Fuck!
Twitch said and laughed.
Oh, fuck! Yeah.
They threw you in prison for that? I asked, confused.
Well, they could have, I guess. But it was really when the commanding officer tried to attack me. Turns out, the young soldier was his son, and they had him promised to some high-ranking lady out on one of the elite fringe worlds. He tried to hit me, the fuck? So I whooped his little ass.
She took a moment, scrunching her nose at the memory.
As much as that boy liked the blowjob, he still stood witness against me. Guess he couldn't get the idea of me kicking his dad's ass out of his head. And of course, the dad went for full penalty. So, like I said, fraternization. Sure, let's call it that.
Twitch laughed, then added,
Still no sign of her.
Damn, I said, scanning the area and hoping to see a shimmer or some sort of light displacement as a sign of charm. Nothing. Really, my mind was focused on the idea of some guy purposefully lighting his dick on fire. I didn't care how much my powers worked or if I was protected from flames. That was crossing the line. That said, the idea of Gale using her powers to make the bedroom even more exciting would be worth trying out. How the hell do men function with our brains getting distracted by our cocks every 5 seconds? The question to boggle humanity forever. I still couldn't find any signs of charm, so decided to scan for stats. Wasn't working. This time I pulled up the screen to at least see where my skills and everything were at. No problems there, and I was glad to be reminded that I had 2 skill points waiting. I'd use them after we figured out this conundrum with our powers, since all of this was so confusing.
Hey!
A voice called from behind, and I spun as my screen vanished.
Shit,
Twitch said, and Gale stood tall, ready for whatever this problem was. Walking toward us were 5 of the locals. They wore brown coats with yellow trim, one with orange and a high collar. Their outfits were loose-fitting, reminding me of those old kung fu movies, and I got the idea that this might be a martial culture. Best not to start fights. Not when our powers were on the fritz. Then again, this could be the perfect opportunity to test out what we could do, and to see how it worked. We're just passing by, I said, looking for our friend.
And we were told by our friends that you were being taken care of,
the one with orange trim said. He stood taller than the rest, his orange hair pulled back into a ponytail that was almost laughable, if not for the way his stern face scared the pants off me. His hands were in front of him, held at an angle as if about to break into a karate stance.
That being the case, I can't imagine you're supposed to be out here.
I imagine they'd look on us quite favorably if we were the ones to bring you in,
a woman to his right said.
Might even grant us a few extra liberties.
We're not about to let you take us anywhere, I said. Back off. Now. The tall one grimaced, then finally took the stance I'd been anticipating. With a thrust of his hands, a wave of energy came at us. Now or never, I told myself as I responded in kind. Slamming my hand into the ground to attempt an attack, my body absorbed the stone beneath me, and a flurry of stones shot out from my hands. Each stone came with a pulsing blast, shooting out one after another, exploding as his energy blast hit them. Now they were looking at me in a different light, and I was staring at my hands in confusion. I knew something would happen, but not that. It was a weird experience, always learning on the go.
Supers,
the lady said, and somehow that word triggered a thought. Why hadn't my blocking power worked against him? It had worked not long ago against the Nihilist in the hallway. Hoping they wouldn't notice, I pulled up my screen again and saw the symbols for powers. Something that looked like a blast of wind for Gale, a heart for Charm, and a screen with a code on it for Twitch. Nothing else, which meant I had to assume they had faded away. My best guess was that powers vanished with time. I wasn't sure, but decided that would have to be an experiment for later. So when the man motioned to the woman to step forward and attack, I thought I'd try my Tempest energy again. This time, when it shot out, the metal wasn't present at all. Instead, a ball of bright light formed in my hands and then shot out, blinding the enemy while the ground beneath them split and gave way. Two of them fell into a sinkhole, while the rest cursed and stumbled around, unable to see, starting to throw out attacks blindly. Twitch pulled me down as a series of blades went past my head, while Gale attempted an attack that managed to pull, as it had in the hallway, this time throwing two more into the sinkhole.
Let me guess, the power blocking is gone now?
Twitch asked. Afraid so. She nodded, then pulled up a pink screen on instinct, pausing to clench her jaw.
It's not worth the risk.
A blast of lasers caught the building nearby and sent chunks of it raining down on us. But Gale pulled on it with the wind so that the falling stones landed between her and us. I want to try one more thing, I said, standing and attempting my illusion power, one I had kind of received from Charm before and had upgraded. Instead, it projected a copy of me forward, just as one of the enemies seemed to be able to see again. He swung for my copy and went right through me, losing his balance and falling into the sinkhole. That left the tall one and the woman.
Not bad,
Gale said, seeing what I'd done. This place changes our powers, but it's not a horrible thing. I started, but then a blast nearly hit me, and would have if not for Twitch shoving me again.
Ugh! Apparently my power here is to be able to shove and pull you out of the way of danger,
she said with a grunt.
Now shut up and deal with those last two.
They had both squared up against us, so I assumed they could see again. Only it wasn't me. It was a copy of me. So as they started to send their attacks, I charged, using the power of my suit to throw the hardest punch I'd ever thrown. As I pulled back to strike, the suit formed gloves, and then I connected with the side of the man's face, dropping him instantly. The woman turned to me in confusion, did a double take with my replica, and then fainted.
That works,
Gale said, stepping up next to me.
Guys!
Twitch shouted, and we turned to see she was motioning us back over to the barricade. When we were at her side, we saw why. Running at us, not even bothering to cloak anymore, was our little foxy lady. Her face was in panic mode, her tail down and almost tucked between her legs as she ran. Charm, I said, in almost a whisper. She had already spotted us, waving and running our way. She was yelling something, but was too far away for me to hear. Then I realized that she wasn't waving at us. No, she was waving us away.
Run!
Her voice finally hit me, and then I saw why. Behind her, moving in pursuit, was a black cloud. Only it wasn't exactly a cloud. Well, it moved in like one, billowing and reforming as if a storm would break free at any moment. There were eyes. Many eyes, and then I saw tendrils reaching. At that moment, I was damn sure I was going to die. You know what? It's true what they say about your life flashing before your eyes at that moment. Only since my life had become what seemed to be about 90% all sex lately, I saw images of Charm's pussy spread, saw green hair and large eyes as Twitch went down on me, and Gale's massive breasts shaking as she worked my cock like a sex goddess. The images that flashed through my mind were numerous, and I swear I was somewhere between death and a wet dream when Twitch knocked me aside in her rush to get to Charm, and the images faded. There I was, left with only my heavy breathing from the fear, and my massive erection, still damn sure I was about to die. But seeing her charge forward like that, Twitch, who essentially had no powers in this place, gave me courage. I pulled myself together, ignored the pressure in my pants, and prepared for a fight. Chapter 4. Darkness permeated our surroundings, the cloud forming along all the walls. Twitch had Charm, the two of them charging toward us as beings formed from the tendrils above. More of those damned nihilists and people in the city were screaming, running, evacuating their homes. A nihilist appeared behind Charm, but Twitch spun and did something with her pink screen. A crash sounded. Then the ground broke in two, and they were thrown sideways, smacking their heads into the wall. But at least they hadn't been touched by the nihilist. New supers appeared, all wearing those horrible brown outfits like kung fu students, and they came charging at us as well. Gale met them halfway, unleashing a can of whoop-ass on them. They were tough, but this lady knew her business. When they threw punches, she countered with kicks to their legs and then joint locks, or in one case, a quick snap of the elbow. Three moved past her, using bursts of light from their powers to distract her, but by then I was in the mix, sweeping out the first one and coming up with an uppercut to the next guy's chin. I sent a copy of myself to fight next to Gale, confusing her new attackers as another couple ran up to join the fight. Then I turned and caught my closest opponent with a back kick. When three more came up from behind, a nihilist among them, I tried my light tempest on them. Only the nihilist was nearly upon me when I got it off, and all it did was serve as a quick explosion that sent the nihilist off and distracted the others. It was enough, though I was very confused as to why the proximity of the nihilist would have that effect. With two quick punches and a neck snap, I ran over to connect with Charm and Twitch. Halfway there, Gale saw the plan and came to join us. We weren't so far from the side of the hill we'd come down from the hotel, and saw the old woman again, waving us over before ducking into the shadows.
"It's our best bet,"
Twitch said, turning to see I'd had the same idea. We all took off, Charm yelling about how she was never serving as the distraction again, about how freaked out she was, when one of the nihilists was flung forward by powers from two of the supers. It was as if a great darkness had fallen over us, and I turned in time to see his shadowy face, as if light had simply ceased to exist in that oval spot. And watched, with horror, as his hands wrapped around Charm, pulling her back. Somewhere in that darkness, I swear there was a smile. And then the figure was gone, taking Charm with him. Both simply vanished.
"Fuck!"
I shouted, spinning back, looking for them. The supers kept charging, more too, and this time Twitch was at my side.
"Where?"
she asked, eyes searching, desperate, as Gale threw out gusts of wind that pulled our enemy forward, knocking them off balance.
"She's gone! Taken!"
I shouted.
"Do something!"
I can't!"
"Try!"
Twitch looked at me with her normally strong, firm gaze, now desperate and scared. I blocked a punch and knocked a guy on his ass before stomping on his face and ignoring the screen that popped up, notifying me I'd gone up a level.
Now, Twitch, I said, turning to fight some more.
Twitch shouted, pulled up a line of pink screens, and started working on them. She grunted as Earth shook, as rocks turned to water and then liquid metal, bubbling, creating a river between us and our attackers, that then shot out. The metal, no longer metal, but acid, and it burned through the enemy. A stream came at me and I dodged, Gale cursing and pulling back at my side.
Twitch! My voice rose. What the hell?
It's not working,
she countered.
I'm doing the best I can! I'm trying!
I shot out my powers, turning the light bursts to the sky, hoping they'd somehow give us a clue about Charm's whereabouts. But nothing.
We're not leaving here without her,
I said, as another movement from Twitch began sucking the air out from around us, starting with one of the enemies so that he was instantly unable to breathe. The cloud was still there, the Nihilists forming a line as they came for us.
Sorry,
Twitch said, swiping away the screens and turning to me.
We have no choice.
I couldn't believe it, but she'd given up. She was already running, shouting for us to fall back. And Gale stared at me with disbelief. But we knew it was the only option. We charged after her in retreat, hating ourselves for it, but seeing that we had no other choice. More powers shot after us, some hitting and fizzing off of our shields. At least those still worked. As we drew close to the tunnel, the woman held out a hand as she gestured urgently with the other for us to hurry. A ripple of energy passed through the air from her, and we felt a momentary confusion. But then we were back at it, charging into the tunnel, and she was running too. In fact, she was running too fast. I was in a land of supers, sure, but someone her age shouldn't have been able to move like that. Equally as strange, the supers behind us had given up the chase, it seemed, as they all peered around, apparently perplexed. The Nihilists flew up and down the rock wall in a flurry of what looked like bewilderment.
Keep moving, stranger,
the woman said, gesturing us on. And for the first time, I saw that her wrinkles had faded. Her gray hair looking more somewhere between blonde and stark white. And she was more slender than I'd realized at first.
Illusions,
Gale explained at my confused look.
Not overly rare in supers, but enough for her to be able to hide us like that against all of them.
Damn powerful,
the woman said.
Yes, I am, but if you keep talking, you'll make me lose focus. Then the illusion will break, and they'll find us. So mind shutting your traps.
No argument from me. We ran back through the tunnel, lines of glowing rocks lighting the way. She stopped us in the middle of it, waving her hand along the wall, and a side tunnel appeared. When we entered this one, it was dark, but a bright light shone from the other side. My mind instantly jumped to the conclusion that I was dead, that I was going toward the light. Going with three attractive women wasn't the worst way to go, but I couldn't leave Charm behind. It wasn't our time yet, thanks to this woman. This woman, who I now noticed, wasn't bad to look at. Even with that thought, though, I had to admit to myself that I was so exhausted and emotionally drained that anything more than appreciating her beauty was, at the moment, beyond my capabilities. The light wasn't a light at all, or not light in a room like I thought it was, but a glimmering portal of gold. Gesturing for us to go first, the woman smiled.
It's the only way,
she said. I stood my ground. We're not leaving Charm behind.
This is the only way to get her back,
the woman replied.
Trust me.
Based on what?
She stared, nodded back the way we'd just come, and said,
For saving your asses. I could have just left you to the Nihilists.
Before another word of argument could leave my lips, Twitch stepped up, put her arm through the portal, and laughed. My response was a confused stare, to which she smiled and said,
It's fine.
She turned to our new friend.
Where does it take us?
Not far,
the woman admitted with a look of embarrassment.
One of our supers has the portal power, but is tier 3. Same planet, but not here.
We'll take what we can get,
Twitch replied, and stepped through. I wasn't happy, and I almost called out or leaped for her. But Gale was smiling, and I felt like I'd missed something.
It's not a trap, if that's what you're thinking,
the new woman said.
I'll prove it.
She stepped through next. For another moment, I stared in confusion and disbelief, but Gail took me by the arm, and together we walked through, closely followed by Twitch. It was as if we'd simply stepped through a door. One minute we were in the room back there, the next we were outside, in a clearing with angled trees on the ridge above us bent by the wind, jagged rocks sticking out nearby, and the ground gave out in three different directions, ahead of us in what appeared to be more tunnels. The woman was there, standing with arms folded, waiting. How that all worked was way over my head, and it took me a moment to get my bearings. When I finally understood what had happened, I turned back to see the portal was still there, though muted out on this side. How does this help us? I asked, turning to the woman.
Shimmer,
the woman said. Excuse me?
My name,
she said.
Shimmer, and to answer your question, you'll have to speak with the chieftains.
The chieftains? She motioned to the tunnel on the far left.
Stay with me, I'll explain.
We started walking as she continued.
We've been forming a way to fight back, gathering any supers we can who might be persecuted by the Nihilists or their followers. We have an army, though it's nothing against the enemy. You, it would seem, have reason to fight back.
You could say that.
Good, you'll fit right in.
We're not sticking around,
Gail said.
We have to get back.
You and all of us,
Shimmer said with a soft scoff.
What do you mean?
Twitch asked. Before Shimmer could answer, another woman appeared from the darkness ahead, standing guard. She had a rifle at her side, a bandana around her face, and goggles on her shaved head. She gave Shimmer a nod, glanced over each of us, and froze at the sight of Twitch.
Green Witch,
the guard said, lifting her rifle to aim it at Twitch. Before she could pull the trigger, I was there, shoving the rifle aside. The blast went off, a string of bullets tearing into the tunnel wall, and Shimmer had her hands out, cursing. It was like only she and I remained, only I could hear everyone's voices.
Don't protect her,
the guard said.
Do you know who this woman is?
What the hell is happening right now? I asked. Shimmer turned her eyes to me and frowned.
Everyone's here, but you can't see each other until you calm down. It's okay, nobody was hurt.
Speak for yourself!
The guard spat back.
My whole planet was victim to her! Tell them what you just said. See what happens.
This is her?
Shimmer asked. And suddenly we were all back, staring at each other and ready to leap into action. What's going on? I asked.
I think,
Twitch said, cautiously craning her neck to better see the guard.
By Oram, can you really be one of them?
One of the many people whose lives you destroyed by throwing our planet into the portal that day!
The guard spat on the ground.
If you had any idea!
She was cut off as Twitch leaped forward faster than she could react and threw her arms around the woman.
The fuck?
The guard said.
I'm sorry,
Twitch said, pulling away and beaming.
You just don't understand. I thought I'd killed you all. I mean, that sounds worse. It wasn't on purpose, I should say.
What?
The whole thing.
Twitch looked at us with her wide smile, as if we were involved in the situation.
I was there to take out the bad guys. Tried throwing them into a black hole, but it all got out of control. Holy shit, I was thrown into prison for that. And here I was, thinking I'd destroyed you all, hating myself for it. But, wow!
The guard shoved her back, but didn't raise her rifle.
You should hate yourself for it! Because of you, we've had to suffer under the Nihilists!
I didn't have any way of knowing I'd sent you to their world.
Not their world,
Shimmer interjected.
This is my people's world. My people's galaxy that the Nihilists took over years ago, when they came through their portals and conquered us.
If they have portals and we have people who can make portals, I said, thinking this through, couldn't we just go to their dimension and fight them?
There was a plan in place,
Twitch said, nodding.
I'd heard about it when I was at the Citadel for a stint. Had to do with portals and travel, but it would take 17 years to get there, even with everything we have. The Nihilists have been planning these invasions for a long time.
17 years, I said, trying to comprehend how far that was, what with their FTL travel capability combined with superpowers.
I'm still not over this,
the Garn said, frowning.
But this is for real?
Twitch nodded.
We're making a move against them. They have a supervillain, Ranger, and his minions. If we can defeat them, I think that will clear the mission to start the invasion of their homeworld.
Others won't be happy to see her,
the guard said to Shimmer.
Then I'll have to explain what's happening,
Shimmer said, turning to us with a look of increased interest.
Here I was, thinking I was just bringing new supers to be recruited for the cause. Little did I know I had Twitch the Destroyer in my hands.
They don't call me that.
Twitch looked at me with horror, then back to Shimmer.
To be fair, I argued, it doesn't sound like she actually destroyed anything. Twitch the Relocator seems to make more sense.
Doesn't sound nearly as cool,
Gale chimed in.
I'd own it. Hell, Gale the Destroyer. How about we not call anyone the Destroyer and move on from it?
Twitch said. She faced the guard and held out her hands in surrender.
Look, I really was trying to help. You can't tell me your powers are always under control.
Oh, they didn't tell you?
The guard glared, scrunched her nose, and looked down at her rifle.
None of us had powers. None of us do. The people from Harang. That's why you all was sent out to fight for us to begin with. We have supers now, but only the ones who had been sent and was still here when...
She glanced over at Twitch.
Well, you know.
Ah. Damn.
Maybe we should keep moving,
Shimmer said, giving Twitch a pitiful glance.
You're really not making this any better.
Wait!
Twitch took a step back.
Am I walking into some mob waiting to string me up? Because if so, we can turn around right now.
I'll vouch for you,
Shimmer said.
They won't touch you with me on your side.
The guard scoffed. Wait, no powers? I asked, then shot off a bit of light from my hands. How about I vouch for her? And anyone who has words for her will go through me.
And you are...
Breaker, I said, standing tall. The guard and Shimmer exchanged confused glances. Okay, you haven't heard of me yet. I get that. But soon...
He's also the son of Apollo and Artemis,
Twitch said. That caught their attention. Both women went from skeptical and confused, or threatened, to being in awe. As if my DNA suddenly made me the most important person in the world. Coming from an Earth that had finally done away with all monarchies, I have to say I was a tad annoyed at the idea.
What brings you to this place?
The guard asked, eyes focused intently on mine. An accident? I replied.
Surely you've come to save us all, to put all of this back in order, send our planet back to where it belongs.
Where is your planet?
Twitch asked when she saw I was dumbstruck. The lady frowned, then motioned at our surroundings.
No,
Twitch replied, voice catching.
No, your planet was completely covered in greenery, full of wildlife, and...
And in another galaxy or dimension,
Shimmer pointed out.
When they came here, they quickly joined the star system and became part of it all. But it had a devastating effect on, well, everything.
I guess Destroyer does kind of fit,
Gale said. I nudged her in the side, and she glared at me, then got it, and said,
Sorry.
Don't go looking at me, I said. On Earth, I was a simple man. I'm learning, growing, but still, I'm nothing special. Shimmer frowned at what she took as false modesty and waved me on.
Come on, Breaker. We have to introduce you to the chieftains.
As we started walking, I looked to Twitch for help, but she smiled, likely glad to have the attention off of her for a bit. Shimmer kept looking back at me, and I had the feeling she would have gladly pulled me aside and had her way with me if the others weren't here, or maybe even if they were. But like I said, I was exhausted. That, plus at the moment, I was very worried about Charm.
You know, I met your father once,
Shimmer finally said.
Impossible,
Twitch countered, earning herself a stern glare.
I did. Want to know how I ended up here?
When Shimmer saw we were waiting for her to tell us, she continued.
While the people of Harang don't have powers, I was on orders from the Temple of Ishilda.
I'm not familiar with that god, I interrupted, caught off guard by the name.
One of ours,
Twitch explained.